This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 7th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low southeast Scotland 996, expected German Bight 994 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Southwest Viking, east 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Northeast Viking, North Utsira, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. South Utsira, 40s. Easterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, backing northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Sleet, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Sleet, moderate, occasionally very poor. German Bight, south 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Sleet, moderate, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 5 to 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest, veering west or northwest 5 to 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, west or northwest 5 to 7, rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnets, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Rockall. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. North 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, north 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Sleet or snow, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Sleet or snow, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 7, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1003 rising. Stornoway, north by west 6, rain, 11 miles, 1002 rising. Lerwick, southeast by east 5, 30 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, east by south 6, rain, 6 miles, 999, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 4, heavy rain and snow, 3 miles, 995, steady. Lookers, west 3, more than 38 miles, 996, rising slowly. Boomer, west 4, 22 miles, 996, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 998, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 7, 2 miles, 1009. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 5 miles, 1010. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west 6, 1009, falling. Jersey, southwest by south 5, 19 miles, 1013, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 7, 1 mile, 1010. Scilly Automatic, northwest 4, 12 miles, 1012, now rising. Milford Haven, northwest 4, slight rain, 3 miles, 1007, falling more slowly. Aberporth, Northwest 6, recent precipitation, 19 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Valley, Northwest 5, 13 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Northwest by West 5, mist, 5 miles, 1,003, now rising. Valentia, North by East 1, 8 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, West by North 6, 15 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Malin Head, Northwest 7, recent rain, 3 miles, 1,006, now falling. Machrahanish Automatic, Northwest 6, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1,001, now rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 6th of January. The general situation: low pressure over Scotland will transfer southeastwards to the North Sea overnight, bringing gales to many areas for a time. An intense low will reach the western English Channel later on Thursday, bringing a risk of storms. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic later. Occasional rain and sleet, moderate or poor, occasionally good later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain and sleet, moderate or poor, occasionally good in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then wintry showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain or sleet, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming mainly good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly, then cyclonic later 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, wintry showers for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, northwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, southeast backing east, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south at first. Wintry showers, moderate or good. That completes the shipping bulletin and once more our schedule of programmes for the day. It's approaching time to hand over to the BBC World Service to take us through the night. Our colleagues there will be bringing us the latest news in just a moment. Jane Steele will be here bright and early to open up Radio 4 again at 5 o'clock. Thanks for your company this evening. From me, Ron Brown, tonight's newsreader Chris Aldridge, and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Coming up on the newsroom from the BBC World Service with me, Will Chalk. Donald Trump wants control of Greenland. An aide claims no one's got the military power to stop them. So can Europe do anything about it?
What counts right now that other countries step up and stand firm on international law.
We'll be speaking to our US correspondent about that. There are promises of security guarantees for Ukraine after a meeting in Paris. Also on the way.
Protesters stood in front of police water cannon, refusing to move. Others shouted, "Death to the dictator."
Iranians protest on the streets of Tehran, but the government response has been deadly. And Lego is getting a high-tech upgrade.
So you hear the door unlock, the engine start. As I move the car around, you'll see it respond, even swerving around corners. Maybe I'm going to crash it.
But does it need it? We'll find out after the latest world news.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The White House has confirmed President Trump and his team have been discussing a range of options to, as it put it, acquire Greenland. Specifying the use of military force was one such possibility. Earlier, the Prime Minister of Greenland welcomed a joint statement by European leaders promising to defend the universal principle of territorial integrity of the autonomous Danish territory. Paul Adams is in Washington.
This is yet another repeat of the White House position that it is exploring options for acquiring Greenland and that military options have not been taken off the table. That has been a consistent line whenever this has been raised in recent months, going right back to the start of the second Trump presidency. But the fact that it comes just a few hours after European countries made their most emphatic collective statement on Greenland will obviously be seen as keeping up the pressure.
President Trump says the